Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It is our final, the last lunch hour rodeo show before Vegas. When you guys hear from us again, we will be live in Las Vegas during the NFR. Hopefully, everybody is excited and ready for it. What happened to all the maniacs? Where is everybody today? I see we had some issues, I guess, because I seem to have lost just about everybody over in our chat room. But want to say howdy to all the Making Eight Maniacs that are joining in on us on our show today. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm getting Facebook messages, Twitter messages, phone calls. This thing has been lighting up. It has been nonstop since yesterday. And I will tell you this, I do not have the first note set up for today's show. We are completely winging it today. Looking to take your calls. 646-915-9940. If you guys have questions or comments about what's going on in Vegas, what we're planning on doing, please feel free to let us know. If you have not signed up with Blog Talk Radio, make sure to do that. You can get on down to the chat room, scroll down the page. It's right there, and you can sit back and chat with us. We would love to have you on board. I see we got a few more stragglers kind of winding things in here to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, into the Making Eight Maniac chat room. So I want to welcome all of y'all. And we know that we've got some listeners tuning in right now on our phone lines. We want to thank y'all as well. So this is it. This is the finale. Today is the last Lunch Hour show of the week, actually. Here's how it's going to roll. We've got our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows that will kick back up next Monday through Friday. You'll be able to tune in and check them out. Starting Thursday, you will get your first video broadcast from Vegas. It'll be a live video stream. We're going to have some guests. It's going to be 2 o'clock Pacific time, which will be 5 o'clock here on the East Coast. You guys have got to get the word out. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends, go check out MakingEight.com. Click on the Vegas page, and there you'll be able to tune in and see all that we have to offer. Now, I will tell you this. We've got some things that we're going to talk about here on today's show, let you know a little bit more about what's going on. But we're going to do some upgrading. You guys are going to get a lot more action than what you bargained for by sending us to Vegas. And, of course, we would not be there if it was not for our great sponsors and You Making Eight Maniacs. Obviously, Kat Johnson, you know, definitely not your mama's romance type of author, but she has got some great books. They are out right now. I believe she's got some that she was just talking with about earlier. I believe that you can pre-order this, her latest book on Amazon, so make sure to go check that out. Make sure to go check out katjohnson.net, as well as Taylor Truck and Auto Repair. We have got to thank them. Independence, Kentucky, if you guys need some work done, make sure to go check them out. Also, they are on Facebook, so you can go friend them over there and follow along on what's going on in the world of trucking. And we've got to thank our sponsors, but we also have to thank You Making Eight Maniacs. You all are the ones that made this deal possible for us, and we are going to light things up for you. So we're going to get into it. We're going to take a short break right here, get things started off on a Tuesday afternoon right here on MakingA.com. We're looking to take some requests here if you guys have some songs you want us to throw at you right before we take off and head to Vegas. So with that being said, let's go ahead and kick it off with a little bit of a Vegas remix here, getting things fired up for Making Eight as we head to Vegas. Y'all stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingA.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingAid.com. That's right. We're looking to bring you all the action from Vegas. You know what? I say our live video broadcasts are going to start up on Thursday, but y'all are going to get a whole lot more if you're following us on Twitter and on Facebook. We are going to send you some shout-outs as we get ready to take off. I'm seeing some comments coming in right now. I guess one of them is asking if there's any chance we're going to get Dustin Elliott. Well, I don't know. I have not confirmed anything with Dustin Elliott yet, but we are not there in Vegas yet. So you guys are going to get a whole lot of info. Just stay tuned. You guys are going to have to stay glued to Make an Eight, as we're going to be bringing you, you know, we've got our new blog page set up, and we're going to actually link that over as well. We're going to be doing, Make an Eight's going to be doing some video blogging from there. Never done blogs before, so this is brand new to me. You guys make sure to comment. Tell us what you guys want, and we're going to try to blog a lot of that to you out there. It'll be streamed on the Make an Eight blog town. The link will be posted on the Vegas page, so you can go right over to it. Check it out. We've got some blogs that are coming in, and if you guys are interested about doing your own blogs with Make an Eight, make sure to contact us. We could definitely use some help with that. I've never been a blogger myself. We're going to get some of the other guys on board as well, some of the PBR guys, some of the athletes on board. We're going to get them out there doing a little bit of blogging with us, so you guys can look forward to that. So, yeah, we're not real sure if we're going to get Dustin Elliott on board with us or not. I'm hoping to. We've got a lot of inside contacts that we're going to be working with. We're not going to know a lot until we get there, okay? You know, and that kind of brings us around to where we're going to get into. This, you know, this is really actually hard for us to come about talking to you guys about. I feel like I've let you down in some sense, but where one door closes, others might open. We got confirmation last night. Gary LaFeu and I were on the phone most of the day yesterday trying to work some things out. We unfortunately are not going to be able to broadcast Justin McBride from the Buck and Ball. That was our main hopes of being out there, but I don't feel like it's the only reason why we're going, okay? I want you guys to understand that I take full responsibility for that by promoting it. But I will tell you that we will be giving you some insight from the Bucking Ball. Most of it will be coming through Twitter or Facebook. You can find some video clips, some picture clips, things like that that are going on. We're going to be tweeting with you fans while we're out there during those shows. But where one door closes, we feel like several others may have opened up. So that gives us an opportunity to get out a little bit more into the Vegas nightlife after the NFR. So you guys will have to stay tuned with us. I apologize for it. It's one of those things that both Gary and I are both upset about. We weren't counting on the legal issues that came into play with Boyd Gaming and some of the other ones. You know, it is what it is. They have their obligations. Unfortunately, the contracts were written to a point where it put us in a bad situation because it kind of put us out. So, you know, we're going to bring you so much more. We, like I said, where one door closes, more might have opened up. We've already got some backup plans on some things that we're going to be doing. We're going to be working with this whole Twitter blogging with Blogtown on Make an Eight. You know, we're going to be doing so many different things. We're going to have YouTube videos going up. We're going to have so much going up from Vegas that you guys are probably, with the exception of the few hours I will probably be able to sleep during the night, that will be the only time you will probably not be hearing from Make an Eight. We're going to make it accessible to you all. You guys can get online, send us a Twitter message. You can follow us at Make an Eight on Twitter. We're going to have that link posted on our Vegas page. You guys can click right to it, send us a link, tell us what's going on. You know, if you guys have questions, hey, where you at? Give us a call or give us a message, and we'll tweet right back to you. We're going to keep you guys informed as to what's going on, okay? It's going to be busy for us. We already geared up for that. But we want to give you fans the most excitement that you can have without being there at the NFR yourself. So I see that, you know, it's going to be going on almost 24 hours, 7 days a week during the 10 days that we're going to be out there. Not all of it because I've got to get some sleep at some point or another, or I will crash hard. Now, I will tell you this. I will probably not sleep tonight because I'm so excited about being able to go out there and bring you guys all this action, trying to get everything coordinated. I still don't have my first backpack yet. So, you know, I've got a lot to do. I'm hoping to stay up all night long today, catch a flight tomorrow, and sleep the entire way to Vegas. That way, when I get there, I know that it's time to rock and roll. And that will probably be the only time that I get to sleep while I'm there. But, you know, it is what it is, and we're just happy for it. That's right. I see Monica posting a comment in our chat room, says I can sleep when I'm dead. Well, fortunately, hopefully that'll come a little bit later than sooner, and we are going to get to we're going to get you guys rocking and rolling. I see some more comments coming in about don't forget my spandex. Well, I will make sure not to do that. Actually, I'm not bringing anything but Wranglers out there. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm a Wrangler man. Love those jeans. Hey, it is what it is. So if you guys are out there, I might be the only one wearing Wranglers anymore because I know they're kind of old-fashioned and old school. But, hey, I'm a Wrangler guy. You know, what can I say? All right, let's see. What do we got? We got some more comments coming in the chat room. Y'all tell us what you think. Let us know what you guys want us to do. Like I said, we're going to start blogging tomorrow. We're going to start sending you some Twitter updates as we get ready to head out. So you guys can stay tuned to that as we get ready. You guys will be able to follow us along as we're in the airports and we're hanging out. We're going to send you guys some messages, get you guys some updates so you'll know what's going on. Let's see, what else we got going on here? Trying to check my Facebook, trying to check my Twitter at the same time I'm trying to do a radio show. And, man, I don't multitask too well. I need a secretary. And, unfortunately, for at least the majority of the broadcast out there in Vegas, I'll be flying solo. So I'm relying upon you guys to give us the support. And I know the Making 8 Maniacs will be there, without a doubt. You guys are faithful and loyal, and we absolutely love you for it. We got some great things, I'm telling you. We're going to have some cool events. We're going to have some cool interviews with a whole lot of people. And it's going to get you guys really up close and personal with these athletes, the ones performing at the NFR. We're still, you know, we're not going to confirm that we've got some PBR guys lined up, but I will tell you that we've been making some phone calls. We've been doing some things. And we're really hoping to get out there and talk with just a lot of the guys, you know. We've got so many different guests that are going to be on our show. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great lineup. And then as far as the nightlife goes, like I said, although we may not be broadcasting from the Bucking Ball, we look to broadcast from other locations. The schedules may change. The times may change, just depending on what's going on. Please understand you have to be flexible with us. This is our first time we're doing this. You know, we're going to give you guys as much of the coverage. I assure you that. But just bear with us. Stay with Making 8. Stay with Twitter. Stay with Facebook. If you guys have not followed us yet, make sure to get over there and follow us. That's real important during these 10 days. We are going to give you a lot of the outside the arena NFR coverage. We're going to be retweeting a lot of the stuff that's going on inside the arena. So you guys are going to have a lot of information coming at you from Making 8. And, you know, if you guys need more or you need some things different, please let me know. Let's see, what else do we got? We got a few more listeners checking us out on the phone lines. Want to say a big old howdy to Miss Donna. You guys have got to thank her as well. She's been working behind the scenes, helping us with some issues that we had to work out last minute. She's been able to do that for us, and we sure appreciate you, Miss Donna. We couldn't do it without you Making 8 Maniacs. I'm telling you, we're just so overwhelmed that you guys have really come together for us. I promise you, it's going to be exciting. That's right. I see the comment coming in there that we'll be fine. Just wing it and get a grip. Well, last night, I don't think we had much of a grip. I'm telling you, I was literally sick to my stomach when everything started breaking out the way it did. I really was. It had bothered me that much. I was just in knots. But we got a grip on it this morning. So I got a few hours sleep in between tossing and turning and trying to figure out how we're going to do all this. Sat down this morning, went right to work on the computer, started setting some things up. And we've got more coming at you. So make sure to stay tuned to the making8.com. Click on the Vegas link. It's right there on the homepage. That is going to give you a rundown where our video broadcast, anytime our videos are going to be broadcasted, you're going to see them live right there. You can click on the link and go over and chat with us anytime you see us on the air. We also have our archives there linked, so you can go back and watch them if you missed the episodes. We've got our radio shows. The Lunch Hour Radio shows will be broadcasted there starting next Monday. So Monday through Friday, we'll have our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows broadcasted on air. You guys can get over and chat with us. It'll be the same time it is now. We're not going to reschedule our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. That's the one thing that we know that we're going to stick to. It's going to be 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, just like it is right here. It goes on for an hour. So that's what we're going to be bringing to you. 100% for sure, 12:30 Eastern Time, you can count on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows broadcasted on air like we are today. The videos, the blogs, the Twitter updates, those things are going to come as we get to Vegas and we can really sit down and start lining these things up. We don't know all the locations yet. We don't know when the guests are going to have the opportunity. We just know that we have them. So you guys get a grip with us. Make sure to stay tuned. It's going to be a wild 10 days out there in Vegas, and you guys are going to be a big part of that. Let's see. Yes, I believe Miss Kat Johnson did talk me off the ledge a little bit last night. I was hanging in there. I was in bad shape last night. I was a wreck. But you know what? Just like any other cowboy, you just have to forget about it. Today's a new day. We got a grip on it, and we're rolling. So y'all just have to stay tuned. But you're going to have to be flexible with this. It is going to have to be last-second adjustments out there. Make sure you guys help spread the word, too. As we post things, make sure to retweet them, repost them on your Facebook. Help get the word out so that way we can let all the other Making Eight Maniacs know about what's going on, okay? Just giving you guys a heads up that this is how it's going to be. It's going to be a rough one, but we're all going to get through it together. And I know one thing that I would not be able to get through it if it wasn't the support of you guys, as well as Miss Kat Johnson and the Taylors with Taylor Trucking and Auto. You know, you guys are the ones making it possible. So that's right. You know, I see Kat Johnson's comment coming in the chat room right now. It's going to be more exciting with us being on the whim, on the wing. You know, that's the cool thing about it. Our passion is what's going to drive these shows. Our excitement, our enthusiasm, y'all's excitement, that's what's gonna make these shows so great and get you guys so involved. So, I appreciate that. I appreciate the comments coming in. Appreciate the support that's coming in from you guys. Really does make me feel better, and it makes me want to work that much harder for you. So, let's see. Oh, it looks like Miss Emily's having to slip out. She's heading on over to a concert tonight. So want to wish you the best of luck, Miss Emily, and thanks for tuning in. Make sure to get a grip of us this week, starting Thursday. But if you guys are not following us on Twitter and Facebook, please make sure to get over. That is where you're going to be able to get a lot of the exclusive stuff. We're going to send you a lot of things. I've got some tweets coming in right now. You know, we got Miss Donna out there listening in on the phone line. She's sending us tweets. You know, we've got her sending us some encouragement. Adapt and overcome. That's right. That's our motto. Adapt and overcome. Get a grip. You know, let's buck. That's right. So that's how we're going to bring it to you. It's going to be wild. It's a rodeo. It's a bull ride. You know, it's like anything else. It's that 8 seconds of adrenaline. Sometimes we only got 8 seconds to prepare, and we're going to bring it to you just that way. So y'all will enjoy it for sure. Like I said, we're open to suggestions. If you guys have some ideas, some stuff that you want to see, hey, why don't we do this? Send it to us. We can be flexible enough. We'll make some things happen for you. All right. I got another tweet coming in from Miss Donna asking, when are we leaving? Leaving tomorrow early afternoon, which will put us in Vegas tomorrow evening. So you guys will be able to follow along as we get ready. You know, we're going to send some tweets out from the airport, might even send some video blogs. We'll let you know what's going on. Thursday, like I said, we're going to try to get a good night's sleep Wednesday night, because come Thursday, it will be rock and roll time. and it will be time to get a grip, I promise you. Like I said, our first on-air episode on MakingEight.com, our first video stream will be outside the arena. Our day broadcast will be at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We will have that show to get things started. And then from there, who knows? It's going to be a lot of up in the air, a lot of last-minute adjustments. When I get there to Vegas, chances are I'm going to have to bounce out. I may not even get much sleep on Wednesday because I have to start meeting with people to try to get things set up so we can get in the door and start getting these broadcasts rolling. So, like I said, it's all going to be last minute, you know, but we're going to put this thing together, and you guys are going to have a great time sitting back, being able to watch the NFR on ESPN or ESPN Classics or ESPN3 on the internet, and then be able to tune into what we've got going on outside the arena. So it's going to be real exciting. Like I said, we do have a lot. We do have a lot coming at you. You're just going to have to bear with us. So it is what it is. We got about 30 minutes left in the show, still looking to take some calls. You know, I don't even have the first thing set up for our Cowboy Logic. Actually, you know what I do? Let me take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some Cowboy Logic. We'll talk some Western. We'll hopefully take some calls. 646-915-9940. What's a good song to get us fired up right here? Let's see. I'm just trying to scroll down. You know what? I'm going to play this one out here just because it means a lot, gets us fired up for what's going on out there, and this is the reason why we're all going out to Las Vegas for the NFR. So take it away, Chris LeDoux. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com.
A rodeo's just a rodeo after riding several years. From old Cheyenne to Houston, they never caused too much fear. But let me tell you about one that will chill your very soul. It happens in December when it's snowing and it's cold. In Oklahoma City, there's a building of concrete. It's where the toughest stocking men will gather and compete. The points have all been tallied and the stock has all been brought. We've got just two more hours 'cause it starts at 8 o'clock. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. The Coliseum's quiet, except for the sounds of cowboys getting ready and the workmen of the grounds. The cowboys ask each other what each other's got. Did you draw old necklace or pluck old double lot? The tension now is mounting as the crowd starts pouring in. A shiver goes all through me like from a cold, cold wind. I hear the horses coming, running down the alleyway. They're snorting and a-blowing as men shut the sliding gates. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey, rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. We had too much time a while ago, but not enough time now. The anthem is now over, the grand entry's going out. I sit here on my bronc, I'm ready and I wait. I hear a chute swing open, so I look out through the gate. A horse jumps out and blows up, he's kicking at the roof. And then out comes another bucking like a curly wolf. I hear the chute boss holler through the yelling of the crowd. He says there's one ahead of you, so you'd better get screwed down. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end dock's all in the pen. I nod my head, I'm in a daze, the horse goes boiling out. I lay my spurs along his neck and then I drag him out. My mind is in a blur, my eyes are seeing red. The flank cat slams into my back, his rump bangs on my head. Then somewhere in the background I can hear that buzzer sound. My hands jerk from the rigging and I crash into the ground. I stumble to my feet and as I stagger to the wall, I wonder to myself, is it really worth it all? It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy, we'll find out in the end. When that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart?
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We apologize about those technical difficulties there. Had a little bit of dead space. Actually, we got overloaded here on Twitter and Facebook, I think, and it just kind of froze up the computer for a split second. So we had to kind of readjust, but appreciate y'all hanging in there. I actually see one of our Making A Maniacs in the chat room there, Texas Girl, says that technology doesn't like her. Well, maybe she brought it over here. You better keep it at home there. Keep it with you. You know, your bad luck with technology. We've been on a roll here, doing pretty good here over the last several episodes, haven't run into no issues. Hopefully Vegas will be the same way. Like I said, we got so many things that we're bringing at you from so many different angles. MakingA.com, Blog Talk Radio, Ustream videos, Twitter, Facebook. It's all coming at you. We got Blogtown right there on MakingA.com. You guys have got to go check out the new blog page if you haven't already. Post some comments. We've got blogs already coming in. WebPBR is posting some of his archived ones, especially in reference to their Vegas trip for the PBR finals. So you guys can go in and kind of comment on those. And if you guys are interested in being a part of it, you know, we would be happy to have you on board and doing your own blogging. We just have to open you up as an author so you guys can get in there and set up and do your own blogs. We're happy to have you do it. And this is, you know, now's the time. This is only a trial thing. If it works out well and we get a good response, then we're going to continue it. If not, then we're just going to have to let it go. So you guys stay with us. Get involved with it right there on MakingA.com. And we, like I said, we will have the link posted up for the Vegas on the Vegas page here this afternoon before we head out to Vegas tomorrow. So you guys will be able to follow along as we're going to send you some video blogs there. I've never been a blogger myself. I need help. You guys have got to coach me. I need some coaches, some blogging coaches, ones that have experience with blogging. We're going to try to shoot some video blogs so you guys will have to, you know, give us some coaching tips, some pointers. I'm happy to learn from you, Making Eight Maniacs. So, let's see. Yeah, you know what? I'm seeing some comments coming in on Twitter right now about how much of a basket case I was last night. I know. I really was. And I apologize to you guys. But thank you guys for letting me kind of lean on your shoulder there. And thanks for giving me so much support. It took us a while, but, you know, we did get a grip on it. It's just one of those things I always stress out, and I hate it that way. But, you know, it's because we want perfection. We strive for perfection. We want to be the best. We want you guys to be involved, and we want you guys to get a grip. But I guess in order for you guys to get a grip, we got to get a grip. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, we're still working out in the wash. We're a young company. We're a young business. We're a young business in the market of promoting rodeo and sports entertainment, and we're looking to bring you fans closer. You guys are the ones that are going to be, you know, getting the benefit from that. Wow. Man, you know what? We've got some listeners on the line right now, and they're posting Twitter updates right now. I'm hurt. You know, I've got Miss Donna out there telling me that I need a lot more help than just in blogging. So maybe I do. Maybe that's what makes me one of the best maniacs, you know, as well as you fans. You know, we all fit in. We're a family. So it takes one to know one, Miss Donna. Takes a maniac to know a maniac. So we're going to leave it at that. Let's see. I see some comments coming in about supposed to pull together and help each other out. That's right, and that's what we're going to do. And we appreciate y'all's support. Like I said, you guys are the ones that are giving us the drive. It's not going to be an easy 10 days. We're going to get through it together. And we know that you guys are going to enjoy what we're bringing you. That's the reason why we didn't, you know, we didn't lose face when we said, you know, we had it, you know, Gary and I, and Gary was very apologetic to all you fans as well, said, listen, you know, we just sort of bit off more than we can chew on a short notice type deal. We could not put it together in that quick a notice. We were both pretty confident that it was going to happen. Unfortunately, it's just one of those things. But with that being said, it's just, you know, it's just a stepping stone. We got so much going on in Vegas. And you guys, like I said, you guys are going to catch a glimpse. We're going to be tweeting from there. We're going to have a lot of fun doing it. You guys will have a blast, I promise you. So just make sure to stay tuned. Make sure to pass the word along about any of our updates. Please, that's where the Making Eight Maniacs are going to need your help as well. You got to spread the word. So I see PBR Get Tough finally joined us in the chat room today. Cowboy Dave, how are you, sir? A pleasure to have you with us today. Thanks for tuning in the last 20 minutes of our episode. You know, it's the finale. This is what it's all about right here, fans. We've been gearing up for this, been preparing for it, and, you know, we're going to be ready to rock and roll. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blast. Next year, I'm telling you, we're already working on plans for 2011, which is going to make things even bigger. So you guys have got to get a grip with us. I'm telling you, 2011 is going to be wild. I had some great meetings yesterday. Cannot disclose it just yet, but I will tell you this. You better stay tuned, and you better start telling your friends about us. What you guys have done for Making Eight so far has put us in, you know, it's put us in the spotlight. Right now, we've got eyes upon us right now, and we are glad that they are tuning in. We are looking forward to bringing you guys more of the athletes that you guys love so much. We're going to bring you more opportunities to watch some bull riding. We're going to promote more organizations. It's going to be wild. I'm telling you, you're going to just have to stay tuned. But for the next 10 days, it's all about Vegas. And we're going to just focus on Vegas. What is going on in Vegas? You guys are going to get to know everything. We're going to bring you everything with the exception of the times that I'm not in pants and we're taking a cat nap. Because I'm telling you, that's probably all we're going to get out there are cat naps. We're going to be broadcasting almost 24/7. They won't be all live video broadcasts. It won't be the radio shows, but we will be tweeting live updates as we get out there. So it's going to be cool. Let's see. I see some things coming in. Yes, Cowboy Dave, of course, we closed out our contest on Tuesday or Sunday night. Cowboy Dave did that. And I'm telling you, you know, we got three lucky contestants. They all picked their cowboys that they're going to have for Christmas showing up. So that's going to be great for them. I got a Brendan Clark, but I don't think he's going to be around when I get back from Vegas because I think Miss Kelly, when she gets back, she's going to confiscate him. So I'm going to have to fight for him. And, you know, of course, I'm sure Brendan's not going to mind us fighting over Brendan Clark, you know. But we got more comments rolling in here. We got two Guilherme Marchis and a Cody Lostro going out. So that's going to be real enjoyable. I think we got the better of the deal by having Brendan here at our house, though. I mean, Brendan is such a cut-up guy. If you guys have not seen his episodes, you got to get over to Brendan Clark's Ustream video broadcast and go check those out as well. They are an absolute blast. And, of course, last week you didn't have one. I know he's not getting back from Australia until tomorrow, so I don't know if he's going to be able to put one on or not. But I will tell you this. We're looking to get a hold of that young guy and see if we can't get him to be a part of some Making Eight stuff coming up here real soon. And we've got some good things. You know, he's been talking about us. I think we're going to be able to make some things happen here for you, Making Eight Maniacs. So you guys will have to stay tuned to that. Let's see. What else we got? Let me check my Twitter here. Wow. I hear Chance coming in of Flint. Well, who knows? When we get out to Vegas, you know, it's all about us trying to figure it out. it's just going to be us getting a grip on these guys and being able to pull them aside and let them know what we're doing for you Making Eight Maniacs out there. I believe we might be able to work some things out, like I said, but no promises, okay? So you guys will just have to stay tuned to Making Eight all 10 days. And I'm talking about, like I said, you've got to stay glued to the Making8.com Vegas page. You're going to have to stay glued to the Twitter and Facebook setups. We've got them there. If you guys are not following us there, make sure to get over and follow us. It's going to be wild. You know, that's really as much as I can say right now. We're excited about it. It's going to be fun. You know, we have got so many opportunities to bring you so many different things, and we're just blessed to be able to do it. We're very fortunate. We are going to have a Cowboy Church service on Sunday that's going to be broadcasted live, so you all will have the opportunity to check out a Cowboy Church service. That's going to be at 10:45 Vegas time. So figure out the math from where you're at. Vegas time is Pacific time, and so you guys can figure it out from there, okay? Let's see. Yeah, you're right. I see Cowboy Dave's comment on there about Brendan being young. He is young. He's young at heart, and he's still out riding bulls, you know. Shoot, I mean, I'm 32, and I'm not riding bulls. He's 30 and still riding with the best of them. And, you know, we look forward to having him have a good season. So, yeah, he's still young in my eyes. We're catching word that Flynn is also supposed to be getting a Twitter account for next season. Yes. And if we get a chance to grab him out there in Vegas, we're going to ask him that. We're going to tell him that the fans are demanding it. We need Brendan. So let's see. Checking my Twitter account here. We need Flint. I'm sorry. I'm getting so twisted up here. I told you, we don't have notes set up in front of me. You know, it's just one of those broadcasts where we're winging it. We're bringing you all the action as we get ready to go pack bags. I'm sitting here. I got stuff laid out all over my office. And in my bedroom, trying to get all this stuff organized so we can get out there on time and be ready to go. You know, there's always a couple bumps that hit the road, and, you know, we're hitting those now, but we're working through them. So it is what it is. Let's see. What else? We got some great comments coming in over here in the chat room. Are you guys ready? Are you guys going to follow us on Twitter? You got to help us spread the word, though. Please tell everybody, get over and follow Making Eight, as we're giving you more than just NFR coverage from Vegas. That's what we want to emphasize. This is more than just the NFR coverage. We're giving you outside the arena from Las Vegas. Making Eight is bringing it to you, and we're going to be doing it from all over. So make sure to stay tuned, and please spread that word. That is the most important thing that you Making Eight Maniacs can do for us right now, is just getting that word and retweeting all of our updates as we let you know what's going on. Let's see. Wow. I see Miss Monica did set up her Twitter account, and thank you. I know that she's got us on Facebook. She's one of our biggest Making Eight Maniacs. We actually had the opportunity to run across her when we were doing a live radio broadcast of a bullfighting challenge in Texas. And so Miss Monica has been a big part of helping push us along. She actually got the Making Eight fan page started up for us on Facebook. So thank you, Miss Monica, for that. You and your husband are a great help and a great asset to Making Eight. So, you know, all of you Making Eight Maniacs are. There is no doubt about it that we could not be doing it without you. It's going to be wild. I'm telling you, you better get a grip, you know, and get your sleep, because if you guys have us linked up to go to your phone, your Blackberries or your iPhones, we're going to be tweeting almost round the clock. Yes, Miss Kat Johnson, Macon 8 does get around. We do. We were actually in Texas twice this year. We were in North Carolina over a dozen times. We were in Georgia, a lot over here in the Southeast, but we did make it out to Texas twice, and that's only the beginning. Wait till this year. Wait till 2011. We have got some big things in the works. I'm telling you, you better bear down and get a grip with Macon 8. And I'm telling you, tell your friends, that's what's going to get us out there, is getting you, the Macon 8 Maniacs, to recruit. If each one of you Macon 8 Maniacs recruit four people, five people, to get them over here to Macon8.com, check us out, man, I'm telling you, it's going to make things that much bigger. So you guys make sure to get behind us and make some things happen. You know, and it's not a matter of being behind us. You guys are in front of us. We're standing behind you, the Macon 8 Maniacs. So we're going to push you along to push us along. It all works out in the wash. So let's get a grip. And let's buck. Isn't that right, Miss Kat Johnson? I believe that is the slogan, let's buck. And we're going to get it done right here, starting tomorrow as we catch our flights, leading into Thursday, our first day in Vegas. So it's going to be wild, I'm telling you. I don't know what else to say. I got 13 minutes left, and all I can say is it's going to be wild. You better get a grip, you know, because that's really what it comes down to. Let's have some fun there, Macon 8 Maniacs. Let's have some fun. We do have about 13 minutes left. I'm here to take your last-minute comments or questions, and, you know, we're going to wrap things up. We're going to go pack some bags and get ready to head out. Let's see. You know what, Miss Carly, one of our event winners, I believe she requested a Glarmy Marchi, ended up in the hospital yesterday. I'm so thankful that you're doing so much better, Miss Carly. Thank you for getting us some Twitter updates and letting us know how you've been doing. Apologize yesterday. We weren't able to really send you out some prayers, but we were praying for you. Glad everything has come out okay. And if nothing else, we can blame Cowboy Dave for throwing out the, you know, the opportunity for you to have a Glarmy Marchi at your house for Christmas. So we think that that's what probably caused it. That's what we're blaming it on anyways. Let's see. Oh, wow. Man, I'm telling you, you know, this whole issue with the whole pants thing, what is going on? The Macon 8 Maniacs will not let this go. I know that I started this whole thing, and I apologize if that's what it's gotten into, but, man, we love it. Love you guys are so excited about what's going on. But the pants issue, wow, I'm telling you. What are we going to do with you guys? Y'all are – oh, goodness gracious. We got Miss Kat Johnson, our premier superstar author out there, is talking about a book plot. Not good. Not good at all. I'm a little concerned. But, hey, that's all right. We'll get a grip with it for sure. Let's see. Yes, the mental images never go away. That's right. They don't. They're etched in your minds forever. Courtesy of Macon8.com. So we do thank you for it. Let's see. We got more coming in. Well, you know what? I know that we're working things out. We've got some listeners on the phone right now, and we do appreciate you guys tuning in and being able to stay up with the tweets. You know, that's really our biggest way of communication during these broadcasts. It looks like we got one of our callers just popping on the line right now, so let's see if we can't get a grip with him. 513, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Well, hey there, Scott. This is PBR Cowgirl calling you.
Well, howdy, Miss PBR Cowgirl. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. You sound like you're doing better than you were last night.
Yes, ma'am, I sure am. We have decided that we're just going to have to bear down and get a grip on this thing. You know, it's kind of like when you're out there riding a bull, you know, things start getting squirrely about that 6-7 mark and you start wearing down. That's when you really have to bear down. We're at that point right now. We're at that 7-second mark. We're, you know, 24 hours away from taking off for Vegas. we just got to bear down and make it happen. So as these things get thrown at us, we're just going to get a grip with it. We sure do appreciate you and what you guys have done for us.
Well, we sure appreciate everything you do for all of us. But I'm a little concerned. You're getting ready to leave tomorrow, and I haven't heard that you have found your wife in the Brendan Clark cutout. Are they still missing?
You know what? I saw them briefly last night as I popped in, you know, and be honest with you, I spent more time probably last night behind the computer than anything. But, yeah.
Well, no wonder she's hanging out with the Brendan Clark cutout.
I know, right? I've kind of opened that door up. But, you know, we are going to have her in Vegas, so I will be able to get her away from him for that period of time. However, my only other concern is this. Brendan Cutout will be here, but the real Brendan will be in Vegas. So now I'm really starting to get worried. Maybe I should get a hold of Allie and give her a heads up and let her know that my wife is seeking out Brendan Clark.
Yeah, because I'm sure by now she's kind of, you know, abused and mutilated the cardboard cutout. She may need the real thing.
Well, he is still in good condition, although I am, and I caught a draft of her new perfume that she got for her birthday. So, yeah, I'm definitely concerned. I'm definitely concerned, and more concerned about what the condition is going to be of the cardboard Brendan cutout when I get back from Vegas.
Well, if you're worried, you can send it to my house for safekeeping.
We might just have to do that last minute. So keep an eye out in your mailbox. You might get a package.
That sounds good to me. I just wanted to buzz in real quick and, yeah, tell you, you're sounding good today. I know you're all frazzled and worried, but we're really looking forward to the broadcast from Vegas. Just please,
yes, ma'am.
No video broadcasts, you know, in your spandex.
Oh, no, absolutely not. We might end up seeing some other Vegas folks in their spandex, and we'll have to bring that to you. I promise you we will, because that'll definitely lighten things up. But, Ms. Shannon, I do want to personally thank you as well as Ms. Kat Johnson for taking care of us and making this thing possible, as well as the rest of the Making 8 Maniacs. You guys have really joined together and made this deal happen, and we're just so proud to have you guys on board with us.
Oh, we're proud to be helping out, you know, all for a good cause, and getting you out there is, you know, what it's all about.
Well, getting us out there for you fans, that's what it's all about.
Well, we reap the benefits. We just got to get you there.
That's right. And we have. We are going to get there. And there's just so much. So thank you, Ms. Shannon, and we look forward to talking with you from Vegas.
Oh, will do. And you guys have a safe trip.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, there you are. That is one of our premier sponsors for Vegas. That's right, Taylor Trucking and Auto Repair. You guys find them on Facebook. They do have a fan page set up. You guys go over and thank them for their support. If it wasn't for them, as well as Ms. Kat Johnson, we would not be making this trip possible. Like I said, you know, the Making 8 Maniacs really came through for us this year, and you guys can look forward to a lot more. You will reap the benefits, not just for these 10 days at the NFR, but beyond. 2011 is going to be wild, so make sure to get a grip. I believe that is going to about wrap up our show. So, want to thank all of our Making 8 Maniacs. This is it, the grand finale. This is what it's all about right here. The next time y'all hear from myself will be our first live video broadcast coming at you on Making8.com. Check out the Vegas page. We'll be streaming live. 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Do not miss that episode. Make sure to get over and chat with us. Follow our tweets. Follow our Facebook. And tell some fans, tell your friends, tell your family about us. Let's get them on board with the Making 8 Maniacs. Here we go. Vegas or bust. That's right, Ms. Kat Johnson. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you. It's Vegas or bust time. So here we go. Until Thursday, y'all stay tuned to Making8.com. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. And we will talk to you from Vegas. Get a grip. Get explosive. Let's get it on.
Mixed lights and lost figures, man. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. You wanna win the round. So when that Brendel comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg at first. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chest.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Hey, this is Alan Pippen, and I'm hanging out here in Las Vegas with Makin' Eight.
Big city lights in Las Vegas night. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. You know you wanna win the round. When that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg at first. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chair. Yeah.
A rodeo's just a rodeo after riding several years. From old Cheyenne to Houston, they never caused too much fear. But let me tell you about one that will chill your very soul. It happens in December when it's snowing and it's cold. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy, we'll find out in the end. When that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen.
Las Vegas, back in 05. $1 million all on one ride. J.W. tied me in. Said make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for. All these years. Before I nodded, he hollered in my ear. Whatever you do, don't let go. It's time to be a cowboy, don't you know? If you get through this, you got it whipped. But till you hear the whistle blow, whatever you do,
he said it's really kind of simple, keep your mind.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.